Men's college basketball preview. Our 68-team preview continues today, taking a look at Illinois men's basketball with Scott Ritchie. He covers both men's basketball and football with the Illini from the News Gazette with us right now. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited with basketball just right around the corner.
Right. First of all, before we preview, let's review going back to last year. Certainly a talented group. Definitely some great moments throughout the season. Looking back on the Illinois men's basketball season last year, what were your takeaways? How would you assess kind of how things went?
Obviously, it was another successful season for Brad Underwood. 22 wins, another NCAA tournament appearance. Did it always go as planned? No, but that's the case for most teams in the country. But I think that stood out the most is just how infrequently they had the whole team together for the season. A rash of sicknesses and injuries just kind of hit them from January, kind of into March. But they were healthy at the end, made it to the NCAA tournament, lost, to Kentucky in the second round, maybe a little bit disappointing there, but just another season where, Illinois continued to establish itself as one of the better teams in the country just based on the consistent success over the last 6 years.
Take a look at the roster now. Last year was such a remade roster with transfers and some, standout recruits in the 2024 class. What does this year's roster look like from last year? What kind of movement has there been?
Well, it's college basketball in 2025, so there's several newcomers. But probably the most important thing Brad Underwood did this offseason was through retention, to get Kylan Boswell, back for another season, Tomislav Ivicic back, Ben Homrickhouse, benefiting from the Diego Pavia case and, being gifted another year of eligibility. He returns. Jake Davis is back. Ty Rogers, kind of surprisingly, did come back after choosing to redshirt last season, but then suffered a knee injury this summer that required surgery, so his status is up in the air. He's not been ruled out by Brad Underwood officially, but we still don't have any clarity on if or when he might play. But even with that injury, just the returning players they have on top of the moves they made, the transfer portal, and then certainly internationally, another really solid roster for Illinois. Like they were very specific in the portal. Like they didn't add a bunch of transfers, but they got a player that could arguably be their best in Andrej Sjakovic. And then I had a chance to pair Tomislav Ivicic with his twin brother, Zvonimir. And when you can have a chance for seven feet of Croatian and 7 more feet of Croatian, you kind of have to do it. It's an interesting roster. Curious to see how it all comes together. I think that's probably every reporter for every team and every coach for every team heading into a new season.
Yeah. The international roads that have been made from Illinois men's basketball with Coach Underwood, for those that don't know, what is the connection with their ability to recruit internationally and bring in some of the best players that they have over these last several years?
I think it's mostly effort. You have assistant coaches like Jeff Alexander, Orlando Antigua, that have been recruiting internationally for a long time. Jeff Alexander, he kind of got started on all this when he was an assistant coach at Evansville, and that was almost a decade ago or more at this point. Maybe a decade and a half. And Orlando Antigua basically has connections everywhere around the globe, it seems like, and it's probably no coincidence that he was actually a Globetrotter. Globetrotters. They have made the effort. Jeff Alexander spent 30 days in Europe this summer recruiting, scouting at different FIBA events. Orlando Antigua was also overseas for a good chunk of the summer. So they're putting in time, the money, the effort to just be out there to, you know, put the Illinois black eye, you know, in front of these people. And then they've established really good relationships with the people that, you know, really matter in this. And that's a lot of, you know, the agents, probably the most important one right now, considering he represents a third of the team, is Misko Raznicovic. It's Nikola Jokic's agent, but like he is maybe one of the top agents in Europe, represents, I think, basically every player from the Balkans, it seems like. And Illinois has been really good with him, so that makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brad Underwood now, what is that, five consecutive, would have been six, you know, if you date back to the 2020 trips to the NCAA tournaments. And so when you look at this roster and, you know, the talent that has been brought together, it is always, you know, for most teams really across the country, you know, how well these guys, you know, mix in together and how quickly that is done. So what do you see as, you know, kind of an X factor for Illinois this year in, you know, trying to, you know, push to that elite level where they're contending in what is going to be a loaded top half of the Big Ten?
I think your really interesting piece is your point guard, Mihailo Petrovic, 22 years old, has played professional basketball in Serbia for like the last 4 years, and was one of the best players in the Adriatic League last year. Getting him fully cleared by NCAA is still a top priority because it hasn't happened yet, but the expectation is it will. Kind of the same thing happened with Tomislav Ivicic last year. Didn't get cleared until late October, right before the season, but he did get cleared. But Petrovic is just a veteran playmaker that fits nicely in the backcourt with Colin Boswell, who can play on the ball and off the ball. But probably the biggest X factor, again, is just getting him cleared and then getting Andrei Sirakovic on the court. He's been out since the beginning of this month with a knee sprain. Probably will be out another week or two. But just getting him fully healthy. And that's why they're not rushing it, just so this is not a lingering issue during the season. But getting him fully healthy is a big deal, because the key could be maybe a centerpiece of this team.
Scott, when it comes to, you know, defining success for Illinois basketball, obviously you had the Elite Eight run in 2024. But, you know, every other one has been either round, round one or round two exits for Illinois. So what do the, I would never say Brad Underwood right now, he's doing a great job, was not on the hot seat or whatever, but what makes Illinois fans happy when it comes to the end of this season?
Oh, there's sometimes a tough crowd to please, but I don't know if that's any different from other fan bases, but just getting to the second weekend, considering that's only happened, you know, once in Underwood's tenure. You know, it was a really good season that ended in a really bad way against just a dominant UConn team. But like, it's continuing to show progress in that direction to really push towards the one thing that Illinois is chasing as a program, and that's a national title. They've been close, very close, 20 years ago with that 04-05 team. But I still don't have one yet. And that's what Brad Underwood talks about a lot, is like just chasing a championship. So to do that, like, got to get past the second round. And it has not happened maybe enough. You know, making the tournament has been great, because there was a stretch there where Illinois just did not and was a non-entity in the Big Ten and nationally. And that has changed. So it's just taking another step and maybe being a consistent Sweet 16 type program as a baseline. And then obviously shooting for more after that.
Scott Ritchie again, Illinois men's basketball writer for the News Gazette, among other things there, for covering the Illini. Scott, thanks a lot for the time. I know busy time for you. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of all the things you're covering now and into the basketball season, all right?
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.